Nothing is more important than protecting your family and property. That's why you should make a free call right now to Vivint, the number one smart home services provider in the U.S. Vivint will make your home safer and more secure with a state-of-the-art system that's so simple to use. Vivint smart home specialists provide award-winning monitoring of your system 24/7, 365 to respond to any emergency, even when you can't. And with the 4.5-star rated Vivint smart home mobile app, control your entire house from anywhere. Locks, cameras, security system, all at your fingertips on your mobile device. Call Vivint now and get a free quote, professional installation, and full smart home service for as little as $2 per day. Equipment purchase or service agreement required. Conditions apply. Call now. A smart home is a safer home. So protect your family and your property, home or business, with a Vivint smart home system.
Call 800-689-3005. 800-689-3005. That's 800-689-3005. 800-689-3005.
Welcome back into Tomorrow. I'm Dave Graveline, our 27th year on the air, covering the latest in consumer technology and healthcare and all sorts of things available today and into tomorrow. You make the show, so your participation, your calls, questions, help for other listeners, comments, tech rage, whatever the case, is what really makes the broadcast each and every week. So we hope that we hear from you and get you on the air and send you prizes for participating. It really is easy to join us anytime at your leisure, 24/7. You can either call the 800 number, toll free from anywhere in North America. That's 1-800-899-INTO, 800-899-4686. Or you can use the free Into Tomorrow app, where we also provide you with some tech news and 24/7 streaming and a whole bunch of other features. But there's a message to studio button you can press and join us that way. And that's, of course, good for any Android or Apple device. Or a lot of folks participating these days by simply visiting our website on any device with a browser and a microphone at intotomorrow.com and clicking the Ask Dave microphone button on the right-hand side. And it's easy to join us and get on the air. Access to medical care is an issue for many older Americans, especially who are unfamiliar with technology. Our next guest is joining us to discuss how older adults are getting the care they need, or certainly should be. He's the Senior Medical Director of WellMed, Dr. Chris Arnold. Dr. Arnold, welcome into Tomorrow. How are you?
Great. Thanks. Thanks for having me.
It's a pleasure. Why is access to care so difficult, you think, for so many older Americans?
Well, access is critical so that patients can see their doctor early on in a disease process. And if they can catch disease or infection early, we can prevent the late onset complications of that disease. For example, with diabetes, if we can catch it early, we can start medications and diet to prevent, the late onset complications with, vision or kidney function or even circulation problems. So having access to care is critical, so much so that the Medicare, when they survey patients annually in the CAHPS and Health Outcomes Survey, they actually emphasize and heavily weight access to your primary care doctor and your specialist. So if you can intervene early and develop a plan of care early, you can prevent those poor outcomes that we're all trying to avoid.
And that makes not only perfect sense, but I think it's probably the staple of the Hippocratic Oath of helping your patients, so that doctors also are of the same opinion, understandably. And that is, talk to me. Let's go over some things that perhaps you've not thought about that could or could not be an issue in the future, but at least we'll be aware.
Right. And ordering the tests to be able to confirm that.
Right.
And like I said, intervene or get them in with a specialist that they need to see early.
And I'm assuming then that there are some approaches these days available, perhaps not available before, to provide that better access. And if so, how do they work?
Right. So the pandemic has afforded us the convenience of telemedicine. And a lot of people are familiar with this, but it really has come to more use during the pandemic. And actually, there was a study done by the U.S. Office of Disease Prevention that it showed 46% of patients that used a telemedicine visit actually were able to avoid waiting in an emergency room or for an urgent care visit. Mm. And this telemedicine type of access is great if you've got internet access or if you've got a tablet or a laptop or smartphone to have the visit. But a lot of older Americans and folks that are technologically challenged don't have this capability. And so WellMed is solving for this issue by introducing a WellMed Tablet Connect program where we would actually deliver a small tablet to the patient's home where they don't need an internet. They don't need to have a tablet. We actually are providing both of those things to them. And they set up an appointment just like you would a traditional office visit. And you connect with your doctor and can, carry out treatment plans and prescriptions, et cetera. So it's been very successful, had great feedback from patients and the overall patient experience related to this. And we've already had 230,000 types of visits already in the last couple of years with this Tablet Connect program.
So I'm assuming then that with this tablet, since you say they don't need internet access, then it's a cellular connection, right? A mobile connection.
Yes, exactly. Exactly.
Terrific. And I'm assuming then that it can also help folks with various chronic conditions as well?
Exactly. So patients that have maybe both diabetes, heart failure, kidney disease, and maybe emphysema, these patients are obviously need a little more tender love and care and more frequent visits with specialists and with their primary care physician and to go over symptom management. They may be on a lot of medications. And so for those patients, we actually will deliver one of these tablets for them to keep, because they do require these frequent interactions with the healthcare team. And so that way they can better manage their care.
Okay, so otherwise it's only on an as-needed basis, but again, some of these chronic conditions, they'll just keep the tablet and perhaps be in contact more frequently.
Right, right, yeah. So for the patients that maybe just need it, an acute instance or, ad hoc, so to say, we would go and pick it up after the visit and deliver it, sanitize it, obviously, and deliver it to another patient. Exactly. Oh,
terrific. That's awesome. And that's called the WellMed Tablet Connect Program, right?
Exactly, exactly. And if you want to learn more, you can go to WellMedConnect.com. Or you can reach out to your primary care doctor or their clinic administrator, and they can set you up with a delivery and then set you up with a virtual visit time to start the program with your physician.
Terrific. And of course, now we're talking about in case a lot of patients that don't have access, as you mentioned, to the internet, so it's hard for them to get to the website. But I'm glad you said, or contact your physician. They'll know how to make contact with you guys and set that up. Or, of course, don't hesitate to ask a member of the family or a friend or someone that does have internet access to help you get set up with such a thing. I think that's so important. And while they can't do everything via a connection like that with telemedicine, for example, you can't do lab work, but you can certainly discuss results of your labs. So, they'll make arrangements and you'll go to a nearby diagnostic center, perhaps, or your doctor's office if they're going to draw blood or do whatever they need to do. But then that's a great opportunity for doctors to then say, now let's go over your lab results, where you don't have to be there in person.
Right. Yeah, exactly. And to go over symptoms or side effects of a particular medication that they're taking. By having this access, patients are a little more open to vocalizing concerns or compliance with a medication or a side effect or a symptom that maybe they're not going to be forward and coming forward and telling you about. But if you've got these visits and this access, they're more likely to share that with you and can intervene so they're compliant with their medication regimen, et cetera.
Oh, that's another very good point, and I'm glad to hear you say that. So, Dr. Arnold, where do you think we're headed, if you will, into tomorrow with a program such as this? What are you not doing quite yet with it that you're looking forward to?
Oh, that's a great question. I think it's more on the specialist side and mental health. I think mental health and emotional health is underserved right now. And so working with counselors or working with psychiatrists in a community, because a lot of people are still struggling with the pandemic, quite honestly, and to mask or not mask and social distancing, and families still may not be on the same page on, you know, the vaccine status. And so having this as an option it will be critical in the going forward, not just, you know, from medicine, but also for on the behavioral health side.
Well, that's terrific. And even pandemic aside, when we get back to whatever quote unquote normal is, I think it's still, as you mentioned, going to be very helpful, especially mental health issues and things of that nature, for folks that just would rather not go in person for whatever reason. Or maybe it's a transportation issue, or, you know, maybe it's a distance issue. Any number of reasons, something like the WellMed Tablet Connect program can make a big difference in their lives. So kudos to you guys.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
It's our pleasure. Dr. Chris Arnold, Senior Medical Director with WellMed. You want to visit WellMedConnect.com. We'll get you there, too, when you visit us at IntoTomorrow.com. Thank you very much for joining us, Dr. Arnold, and I'm Dave Graveline. We bring you further Into Tomorrow. Stay tuned right here on the Advanced Media Network.